Would you please fucking stop? March 2011. I keep reading books and seeing movies where nobody can fucking say anything except fuck unless they say shit. I mean, they don't seem to have any adjective to describe fucking except fucking, even when they're fucking fucking. And shit is what they say when they're fucked. When shit happens, they say shit or oh shit, we're fucked. The imagination involved is staggering. I mean, literally. There was one novel I read where the novelist didn't only make all the fucking characters say fuck and shit all the time, but she got into the fucking act herself for shit's sake. So it was full of deeply moving shit like the sunset was just too fucking beautiful to fucking believe. I guess what's happened is that what used to be a shock word has become a noise that's supposed to intensify the emotion in what you're saying. Or maybe it occurs just to bridge the gap between words so that actual words become the shit that happens in between saying fucking. Swear words and shock words used to mostly come out of religion. Damn, damn it, hell, God, goddamned, goddammit to hell. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ Almighty, etc., etc. A few of them appeared rarely in 19th century novels, usually as dash, dash, or more bravely as by G dash or D dash N. Archaic or dialect oaths such as swoons, egad, gorblimey were printed out in full. With the 20th century, the religious blasphemy oaths began to creep and then swarm into print. Censorship of words perceived as sexually explicit was active far longer. Louis Gannett, the book reviewer for the old New York Herald Tribune, had a top-secret list of words the publisher had had to eliminate from the Grapes of Wrath before they could print it. After dinner one night, Lewis read the list out loud to his family and mine with great relish. It couldn't have shocked me much, because I recall only a boring litany of boring words, mostly spoken by the Jodes, no doubt, on the general shock level of titty. I remember my brothers coming home on leave in the Second World War and never once swearing in front of us homebodies, a remarkable achievement. Only later, when I was helping my brother Carl clean out the spring in which a dead skunk had languished all winter, did I learn my first real cuss words, 7 or 8 of them in one magnificent, unforgettable lesson. Soldiers and sailors have always cursed. What else can they do? But Norman Mailer, in The Naked and the Dead, was forced to use the euphemistic invention fugging, giving Dorothy Parker the chance, which naturally she didn't miss, of cooing at him, "Oh, are you the young man who doesn't know how to spell fuck?" And then came the 60s when a whole lot of people started saying shit, even if they hadn't had lessons from their brother. And before long, all the shits and fucks were bounding forth in print. And finally, we began to hear them from the lips of the stars of Hollywood. So now the only place to get away from them is movies before 1990, or books before 1970, or way, way out in the wilderness. But make sure there aren't any hunters out in the wilderness about to come up to your bleeding body and say, "Aw, shit, man, I thought you was a fucking moose." I remember when swearing, though tame by modern standards, was quite varied and often highly characteristic. There were people who swore as an art form, performing a dazzling juncture of the inordinate and the unexpected. It seems weird to me that only 2 words are now used as cuss words and by many people used so constantly that they can't talk or even write without them. Of our 2 swear words, one has to do with elimination, the other apparently with sex. Both are sanctioned domains, areas like religion where there are rigid limits and things may be absolutely off limits except at certain specific times or places. So little kids shout caca and doo-doo, and big ones shout shit. Put the feces where they don't belong. This principle, getting it out of place, off limits, the basic principle of swearing, I understand and approve. And though I really would like to stop saying, oh shit, when annoyed, having got on fine without it till I was 35 or so, I'm not yet having much success in regressing to, oh hell, or damn it. There is something about the shh beginning and the explosive t ending and that quick little is sound in between. But fuck and fucking? I don't know. Oh, they sound good as curses, too. It's really hard to make the word fuck sound pleasant or kindly. But what is it saying? I don't think there are meaningless swear words. They wouldn't work if they were meaningless. Does fuck have to do with sex primarily, or sex as male aggression, or just aggression? Until maybe 25 or 30 years ago, as far as I know, fucking only meant one kind of sex, what the man does to the woman with or without consent. Now both men and women use it to mean coitus, and it's become, as it were, ungendered, so that a woman can talk about fucking her boyfriend. So the strong connotations of penetration and of rape should have fallen away from it, but they haven't. Not to my ear, anyhow. Fuck is an aggressive word, a domineering word. When the guy in the Porsche shouts, fuck you, asshole, he isn't inviting you to an evening at his flat. When people say, oh shit, we're fucked, they don't mean they're having a consensual good time. The word has huge overtones of dominance, of abuse, of contempt, of hatred. So God is dead, at least as a swear word, but hate and feces keep going strong. Le roi est mort, vive le fucking roi.